Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today, Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. Isaiah writes, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from this time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." Let's just think through this passage. It may be familiar to many of you listening. First, Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor. I can go to him anytime for anything. He's never too busy. No appointments needed. He always understands. He sympathizes with my weaknesses. He has been tempted, yet never gave in. His perfect counsel corrects my selfish thinking and gives guidance to my foolish heart. He is my Wonderful Counselor. Jesus also is the Mighty God. All things were created by him and for him. Apart from him, nothing was made that has been made. He touched blind eyes and they saw. He touched withered limbs and they were normal and healthy again. He calmed the raging sea by his word. He raised the dead. He arose from the dead. He is fully God and fully man. He is the Mighty God. Jesus, this passage says, is the Everlasting Father. From everlasting to everlasting, he is God. The Word became flesh in a manger, but there has never been a time when Jesus was not, nor will there ever be a time when he is not. He is the Everlasting Father. And Jesus is, finally, the Prince of Peace. He reigns as King and one day will bring peace to the earth. But now he brings peace to the heart. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Enter the King, enter the Son, exit the darkness, the light of the world has come." Father, thank you for demonstrating your love to me by sending your Son, the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you for sending Jesus to die in my place on the cross. Help me to respond appropriately to such unfathomable love. In Jesus' name, amen.